But first, Australia's largest casino tampered with poker machines, turned a blind eye to illicit drug use, and may have colluded with money launderers. That's according to explosive allegations tabled in federal parliament, accompanied by video evidence from three former staff at Melbourne's Crown Casino, brought forward by independent MP Andrew Wilkie. Daniel Ziffer reports from Melbourne.
Andrew Wilkie is a long-time anti-gambling campaigner who makes no secret of his disdain for casinos. He's now unveiled a laundry list of allegations of criminal behaviour against Crown Casino, the largest casino in the Southern Hemisphere.
Illegal machine tampering, including the disabling of lower bet options and the modifying of buttons to allow prohibited autoplay, both of which increase gambler losses. Moreover, there's software manipulation to increase gambler losses even further, in particular on weekends when the number of naive, first-time and casual users is obviously much greater.
Whistleblowers allege staff shave down buttons on gaming machines to allow illegal continuous play. Victorian law bans the practice of allowing a machine to spin without a user pressing a button each time. But staff allege they were instructed to use tools to shave buttons on new machines to create space for punters to wedge something in the button so it could be played without buttons being pressed. In what is believed to be the first case of video evidence tabled in federal parliament, the 30-minute recorded interview comes as the Victorian government conducts its five-yearly review of Crown Casino's licence. The whistleblowers allege the agency charged with overseeing the casino is, instead, complicit in criminal misconduct.
Deputy Speaker, I'm horrified to recount that the Victorian Commission for Gaming and Liquor Regulation has allegedly done nothing to stop this shocking criminal misconduct. Indeed, according to the whistleblowers, in some cases, the Commission is clearly complicit in covering it up.
Mr. Wilkie further alleges that money laundering is both tolerated and encouraged through the use of fraudulent identification documents.
Indeed, the whistleblowers also allege that the casino avoids AUSTRAC scrutiny of individuals involved in transactions over $10,000 by sometimes tolerating and even encouraging the misuse of identity documents. If these allegations are true, then Crown would be facilitating money laundering for any number of nefarious reasons.
Andrew Wilkie is calling for a parliamentary inquiry and investigations by law enforcement and regulatory agencies. Speaking outside Parliament, he questioned regulatory regimes around the country.
And I think we can all understandably be concerned that they could indicate systemic issues in the broader poker machine industry right around the country and in other venues, other states.
The three whistleblowers have their faces and voices masked in the video tabled in Parliament. Mr. Wilkie urges Australians to take their claims seriously.
It's not an easy road to hoe, whistleblowing in this country. But I can reassure the media that although their identity is concealed, that I have confirmed their identity, and although I cannot make any comment about the accuracy or not of their allegations, I do know that these are three people who we should listen to, and we should take their allegations very seriously.
Crown Casino, the Victorian Commission for Gaming and Liquor Regulation, and the State Minister for Gaming, Marlene Kairouz, were approached for comment.
Daniel Ziffer reporting there.